I'm starting to write this while riding in a big, comfortable bus with 10 other people. Omar, the kind and helpful driver, Eddie Goodyear, owner and lead guide for Sword Build Expeditions, and 8 people who, like me, have been on an 11-day tour to see and photograph Ecuador's splendid birds. At this very moment, we're headed northwest. We're south of, but close to, the equator, at 6,750 feet in elevation on our last drive together, not to a birding destination, but to the airport in Quito. Just this morning, we were birding down at 1,300 feet, and yesterday, we were even lower by the Napo River, a tributary of the Amazon. The highest elevation I noticed was 11,400 feet while we were in the high Andes. During the few days we were up high, I took medication to ward off altitude sickness. I'd never suffered from it before, but have never spent so much time so high up before either. I still found climbing or even walking on level ground utterly depleting up there. Fortunately, the climbing we did was in hopes of seeing an Andean condor soaking in the sun rays for a couple of hours before taking off. The bird was wonderfully cooperative, if at a very big distance, so the payoff was far, far greater than the exhaustion. I consider myself much more a birder than a photographer, but my binoculars got surprisingly little use on this trip. Eddie Goodyear planned out our itinerary to take us to places where we could see almost all the birds up close and personal, so it was my camera that got the workout. At every place we stopped, Eddie got us all in position for great camera angles and gave hints on the best camera settings for these conditions before he started taking some of his own pictures. It'll take me weeks, maybe months, to work through all the photos I took on the trip. I took 26,915 on my good camera, and I am not making that up, and a lot on my cell phone, too. I'll, of course, delete most of them, but working through the good ones will take time. Since December 10th, our group has seen or heard 406 species of birds, of which 130 were lifers for me. I saw the one bird at the very top of my most wanted list, the Andean condor. And I got to enjoy several of my most beloved birds, the Andean cock of the rock, Watson, and so many more. Now the bus windows are steaming up. We've reached 11,400 feet with a ways to go, and just sitting in the bus, my breathing is getting a little labored. Eddie planned this trip very well to help us adjust to the huge variation in elevations, taking us first west of Quito to spend 4 days centered around a lodge that was at about 5,500 feet before bringing us to high ground. After 2 nights at very high elevations, we eased our way down for the final 2 nights, giving us a chance to see both that Watson and the spectacular fiery topaz hummingbird. After our splendid condor encounter, we did one touristy thing that did not involve birds. We visited a museum near Quito, where we could get our picture straddling both hemispheres directly on the equator. Now on this bus drive, we're up at 13,000 feet, and it's weird to look out at a huge snow-covered mountain peak towering much higher up than we are. Sadly, I can't hold my phone steady enough to get a photo. Even at the lowest elevations in the rainforest, I did not get a single insect bite. Oddly enough, the only unpleasant encounter with any critter on this entire trip was right here on the bus just before I started writing this. I'd fallen asleep and was awakened by a sharp stinging on my eyelid. I blearily reached up and flicked away what turned out to be some sort of insect, a bee or wasp. My photos turned out awful. Of course, especially after making eye contact, I could hardly hurt the little guy. My eyelid got puffy, but by the time we got to the airport, even the minor redness was gone. We arrived at the airport very early, before 6 p.m. My 11:45 flight was delayed until about 3 a.m., meaning I, of course, missed my connections. I rescheduled as quickly as I could in Quito, but instead of flying out of Atlanta about 9 a.m., my new flight left at 6 p.m., and instead of arriving in Duluth at 11:30 a.m., I got there at 10:30 p.m. One or two travel glitches are to be expected with any foreign trip, but such a relatively minor inconvenience will be forgotten quickly, while the glorious birds I experienced will linger in my memory forever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.